Well, day three at Crufts, what's euphemistically known as Super Saturday, is underway. Looking out of the studio window, goodness me, there are so many people here. And I'm delighted to say that I've got three smiling faces in front of me, which is good. The National Foundation for Retired Service Animals is a charity founded in 2022 by Countess Bathurst of Cirencester Park, and its aim is to support retired service dogs and horses. Lady Bathurst, good to see you again.
Thank you, really nice to be here.
And I've got a feeling last time we met, you said I could call you Lady B, is that okay?
Everybody calls me Lady B. Everybody does, even my husband sometimes.
I thought it was just a privilege for me. Fantastic to see you again. Terry Grove from West Midlands Police Dogs, good to see you. And Inspector Leanne Chapman, good to see you as well. Now, you've got some exciting news, Lady B, haven't
well,
you?
Well, I have, but I think actually it's really Terry's story to tell, and I think he should tell you a little bit about the West Midlands Retired Police Dog Benevolent Fund, but we've been going for just under 2 years, and Terry has, I think probably we are, our ethos and our beliefs are very much in alignment, and we're going to join as one.
Cracking story. Terry, pick up the story from your side.
Yeah, I mean, we started the fund 2013-2014, and yeah, it's been going quite well. The problem that we've experienced more than anything else, it sounds difficult to say a problem, is that it's we've struggled to get volunteers. We've had some great success in that we've been able to support the retired dogs in West Midlands, and we've made over 80 donations to dogs. You know, 'cause as you were aware, they don't get the there's no insurance cover on a retired dog. So we've been quite happy to do that. We've helped with a memorial garden and things like that. However, we're now at that point where we can't really take it on to the next stage of development because of the lack of volunteers and things like that. And we've watched in awe of the development of the NFRSA taking over. And it's got momentum, it's got enthusiasm, there's a lot of passion. And it seems sensible now to actually align ourselves, as Lady Bathurst says. We share the same values, the same beliefs. We want to see the dogs enjoy the retirement, specifically dogs in our case. Obviously, there's other service animals involved, the horses, etc.
How big is the issue? Let's call it an issue, not a problem. How big is it for you, Terry? How many dogs are we talking about in total?
In terms of, well, it varies. I mean, we cover, in terms of payouts, we probably cover half a dozen dogs a year in reality, but there can be as many as 30 dogs retired at any one time in West Midlands. Mm. The issue for us is more about everything we take, we pay out on the dogs. There's no administration fees or anything else. It's just dealt with in that particular way. To take it on to the next stage, we need to invest in a website, and that is costly. We could make sales through that and various things. But I'm not in a position to spend, you know, X hundreds of pounds on that, where there's an organisation that's got the structure, and the support behind it already, which we can share. So there's economies of scale and benefits to be had by that, actually joining together, and everybody benefits in that way.
Absolutely. Now, Leanne, Inspector Leanne Chapman, you are working with the dogs at the moment. We've seen dog displays here at Crufts for many years. How important are those dogs to the work that the police do in this area?
Our police dogs are absolutely instrumental in everything that we do. So we've got our general purpose police dogs that support lots of different departments across West Midlands Police. So they are out there catching criminals. Then we've got our specialist search dogs that are out there supporting different operations. So we've got our drugs, cash and firearms dogs, explosive search dogs. We've got data dogs. And we've got our new
data dogs. Now you've caught my attention. What's a data dog?
So they can find SIM cards.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're absolutely fantastic. You wouldn't think that a SIM card gives off that much scent, but they really do. So if you think of a sex offender, if we go and search their home, they're very sneaky in terms of hiding some of their devices. These dogs come in and they're able to search. Just the other week, they found a phone that was hidden in a bath panel. Absolutely fantastic dogs. And we've got our newly formed victim recovery dogs as well. So they've just been instrumental in convicting somebody of murder, so they located the weapon, So it was in a shed. They've located the weapon. It was completely wiped clean, sent it off for forensics, and it came back with the victim's blood on. And that was instrumental in proving that murder. So they are absolutely fantastic.
They're extraordinary, these dogs. I'm so passionate about them. And you know, seeing them in the arena here at Crufts and seeing what they do, it's just literally touching the surface of the skills of these extraordinary animals and their handlers as well. And you know, I think what Terry and I fully believe in is that when they do retire, they deserve an incredibly comfortable and safe retirement. And what the Benevolent Fund has done for the last 10 years, and Terry's been working incredibly hard, and it's a real privilege to be taking on this Benevolent Fund, because I think that we're carrying on Terry's legacy that he's built up literally single-handedly. And I think it's wonderful to be able to give the reassurance to the owners, who are 9 times out of 10 the handlers of a retired police dog, that they have that backup, so that as a dog gets older, we know that they inevitably have to go to see the vet. And that's where we come in. We pay the vet's bills for them, so we can give the reassurance that they... And Terry and I and Leanne, we all passionately believe that these dogs give 8-9 years of their lives to keeping us lot safe. And so when they retire, it's a really wonderful thing. It gives me enormous joy to be able to return that favour and to keep them safe in their retirement. But of course, you know, as Terry's son as we do, we rely completely on public funds. And so, you know, it is wonderful that the public believe in what we do. And we've seen some wonderful people coming here today and over the week talking to them and being able to share what we do, but also to be able to educate them about what the dogs do, because a lot of people don't realise about cadaver dogs. They don't realise about these amazing dogs that can find a tiny little phone. And I get very passionate about it, and it's just seeing them in action here. But it's lovely that we can join together. And Terry will always be a member of our family. We're not letting him get away, but we're just going to be under the same umbrella and working together to make sure that they're taken care of in their old age.
A fantastic partnership, obviously. So 8 to 9 years working as a dog, Leanne. The bond between the handler and a working police dog is particularly special. I've seen it close up here at Crufts. And as Lady Bathurst has said, the majority of the dogs go with their handlers. It must be very difficult to place a dog like that elsewhere because of the nature of the training that they've had and the relationship they've had with the handler.
Yeah, so the majority of our handlers don't give up their police dogs. They just move them from the kennel into the sofa. So they absolutely love them, and they've worked so hard. Our police dogs keep the handler safe as much as the handler keeps the dog safe. They really are a true partnership. If you come over to our stand, you'll speak to the handlers. Some of them have got 4 or 5 dogs at home because they just don't want to give them up. In terms of our general purpose police dogs, they are very, very well trained. They're very well behaved as well. We do sometimes have to go out to members of the public to retire them too, just because the handlers, sometimes they are at capacity in their house. But we always do lots of vetting with people, make sure they understand what it means to take on a police dog. And then we've obviously still got the support of the retired funds as well. So if a member of the public does adopt one of our dogs, that dog has still served and is still available to get that support.
So Terry, each year you're getting a new cohort of dogs coming through, then, and they're going to be replaced with younger dogs, of course.
Yeah, that's happening all the time, yeah. As I say, there's probably 30 retired dogs in the West Midlands at this stage. Not all of them claiming veterinary fees, sort of reimbursement and things like that, but they are out there and being well looked after by the handlers and members of the public that have taken them on in those cases.
So how did you get involved in this side of it, Terry?
I started off as a puppy walker about 12 years ago, and because I lived quite close to the kennels, I came on the back of somebody who was kicking off the Benevolent Fund, and very shortly after that I ended up being the treasurer, and from then on it was, yeah, I was actively involved in that. And I've been a passionate supporter of police dogs for the past 12 years, and involved with the police in various other ways as well.
Absolutely. Where can people get more information, Lady Bathurst?
Oh, it's very kind of you to ask. Well, yeah. First of all, if anybody is coming to Crufts, please come and visit us, because we are the guests of West Midland Police Stand in Hall 3 on Stand 49A. So we've got a great tombola going, some lovely prizes. But if people aren't coming to Crufts, if they go to nfrsa.org nfrsa.org.uk, so that's nfrsa.org.uk. They can find out much more, and obviously we're all on social media platforms, so we're on Twitter, or X as it's called now, Facebook, Instagram. Just look up NFRSA and you'll find us. But I think actually I just want to take this opportunity to not only thank Leanne and her handlers for everything that they do, but also to say thank you to Terry, because, you know, it's an enormous gift to be giving us this charity and to be handing it over in such very good form, you know, and we're really proud to be that. But Terry has worked extraordinarily hard for 10 years. And as I said, we're not going to let him go anywhere, but the pressure's off. And he can just come to Crufts and sell Tombola tickets for us. But Terry, I mean, you've been amazing, Terry. Thank you very, very much for everything that you've done.
Very kind of you to say that.
Lovely to see you all here at Crufts. Thanks for popping in to see us.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.